Big changes today at the Earthquake Commission, with Sir Martin Weavers resigning as chair. He's come under pressure to move on from the Minister Megan Woods, who wrote to him expressing her displeasure with the performance of the commission. She's appointed a special advisor to get the outstanding 2,500 Christchurch earthquake claims settled. Sir Martin Weavers joins us on the program. Sir Martin, good evening and thank you for your time.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. So, Sir Martin, why did it all come to this? What happened here?
Sorry?
Why did it come to this? You got a letter from the minister. What happened?
Well, I received a letter on the evening of the 22nd of February, which, of course, was the anniversary day, in which the minister expressed, following a meeting I'd had with her the day before, that expressed in writing that she wasn't happy with where EQC was at. She believed we weren't delivering the change we need fast enough, that we were unable to respond quickly and efficiently to the current challenges without external assistance, and there were a range of other issues around information. I was very surprised and disappointed by that letter. It seemed to me that it was making very clear that you know, the commission is bored, and I mean all the staff were not performing in the minister's view, and I thought that as I was the leader of the organisation, I needed to take responsibility for that and step aside so that the minister can take a new approach.
Right, so that new approach is bringing in a ministerial advisor. You didn't like that, so you resigned. How do
Well, I'm not sure quite what the minister's intentions are. I mean, the board is a Crown entity.
Yeah.
Which is not a government department. So the minister's role under legislation is to appoint the commissioners who have full authority under Section 25 of the Act for everything that the commission does. I don't know quite what the basis is for the appointing the advisor. The minister can take advice from whoever she likes, but legally all the authority will remain with the board. If the advisor finds some way in which we can improve the resolution of these very difficult claims, and there are about 2,500 of them, out of nearly 470,000 from this enormous event, 99.4% completed. And, of course, for those remaining, with outstanding claims, we're as concerned about that as they are.
Right, I mean, but those outstanding claims, are they due to other factors, remedial claims, disputes?
Oh, well, there are some remedial claims. The minister commented on the radio recently that they were remedial claims. Well, some are, but some are not. I mean, we've got over 400 claims that are sitting unable to be taken forward because one of the insurance companies is challenging our approach to land settlements. Well, that court case is, we understand, not going to be heard until 2019. So there's a range of reasons why the claims have not gone through. I mean, the impression that somehow because a claim is not yet settled, it's EQC's fault, which is quite often portrayed in the media, is, I think, not only not accurate, it's very unfair on our staff who have come in their hundreds to the commission to help Cantabrians get through this. It's been very difficult for the staff.
Mm.
It's been an enormous challenge. This is the third largest global insurance event anywhere worldwide, Larry. And we've repaired 67,000 houses, which I might point out is not actually the job of the insurance company. We normally pay money. But we took on the biggest construction project from a standing staff in New Zealand. And with the help of Fletchers and all the people, we've done our best we can. But, you know, like building any house, it's not always perfect. And if it's not right, we'll put it right.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got these 2,600 outstanding claims, and there are other issues, other factors around that. So
some of them are standing still for a whole range of reasons.
Okay.
You know, people don't feel unable to move on.
So the minister thinks she's going to bring in some advisor and is going to crack them. Well, she can't do anything about the 400 court cases. So effectively, she said go, hasn't she? She kind of sacked you. I mean,
No, she didn't sack me. I don't think we should portray it as that. I mean, it was very clear to me from the tone of her letter that she didn't have confidence. I mean, she said, you know, we're she's not happy with the performance, and she's, you know, as the board is, quite properly focused on the outstanding claims. But, you know, these are hard. I've been grappling with these things for nearly 5 years, Larry.
Mm.
Everyone is individual, you know. If they were easy, we would have solved them. That doesn't mean to say that everything we've done has been perfect, but this was an enormous wave that crashed over the whole city and the whole country. And people rushed in to help, including all of our staff.
Okay.
And it's just been tough. It's been really, really hard.
Thank you for coming on the program. Do appreciate it. That is Sir Martin Weavers, former chair of the Earthquake Commission.